When you think of Ann Arbor, it's pretty likely the images that come to mind are the University of Michigan, the big house, tech firms, restaurants, bookstores, and shops. But there is another side to Ann Arbor that's way too easily overlooked, the homeless population. Viviana Perna wanted to raise awareness of that homeless community and the nonprofit group called Mission that helps them. The result is her short film called The Mission, part of Viviana's senior thesis for the University of Michigan's Stamps School of Art and Design. Viviana is here with us now. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Where'd you land on this idea?
So it all started with my senior project in the art school, and I definitely wanted to do something that would have some effect on people, some sort of effect. And I wasn't sure what that was. And I really tried to think of something that would challenge myself and really push myself out of my comfort zone. So I really thought this is a great opportunity to get to know these people and to find out their story. So I found out about Camp Take Notice that was closed down 2 years ago.
And remind everybody what that was.
Camp Take Notice was a tent city in Ann Arbor, like right outside of Ann Arbor, right on the highway. And it had a lot of different locations. And it was shut down for a lot of political reasons and just technicalities. And it was a tent city for homeless people to live. They all lived in tents together. It was like one big family. They formed this group, Mission, which stands for Michigan Itinerant Shelter System, Interdependent Out of Necessity.
So the film that you've made focuses on the work that Mission does and what happens within the community.
Yes, it focuses on Mission as a nonprofit organization and a self-governing community, but also it focuses on, you know, individual stories of people within this community.
So. How many homeless are in Ann Arbor? Do we have an idea?
The last census was 4,500, which is it's an incredible amount of people. And I mean, I knew there were a lot, but I didn't know it was that many.
As you decided to tell that story, I'm wondering what stories hit you the hardest?
I think one of them was I was walking under, they call them the Troll Bridges, which is a bridge under the Michigan Hospital. And there was a man living in a tent. And it was really sad because he was talking about how he was a machinist for 30 years, lost his job one day. And for the past couple years, he's been trying so hard to find another job as a machinist. Because that's all he knows how to do. That's all he's ever done. In Dearborn and Ann Arbor and downtown Detroit, everywhere. He had been applying for jobs and everything, and he just couldn't find anything. And that's when it hit me that some of these people are just so unlucky, but they're trying so hard to get back up on their feet. And it's just heartbreaking. So that was a quick interaction that I had with someone that I thought was really impactful for me.
What did you learn about life in the homeless community in Ann Arbor that you had no idea about? What shocked you?
I thought it was really shocking that they have a community together and that they all come together and on a Sunday evening and they sit down and have dinner with each other and they go over the rules of the community and whether to let someone stay in or kick someone out and what's going on around Ann Arbor and how they can help and get involved in the community. And it's so interesting that they have this democratic system, and it makes me wonder how many communities like this are around the country, and it makes me want to get involved more.
What did you learn about why someone would choose to not go to a shelter?
So one big thing is that there's not many shelters available, especially in Ann Arbor. And the thing is that a lot of homeless people for company, they have pets. And the homeless shelters in Ann Arbor don't allow pets. So these people don't want to leave their pets outside or just ditch them. And so they choose to live outside because they don't want to leave, you know, this family member. And another reason is just because a lot of homeless people have anxiety living indoors. You know, some people go through post-traumatic stress disorder where they can't be around this group of people a lot. And I don't know. It's a very complicated topic. And I know Ann Arbor is definitely working on that. So,
Viviana, what is it you hope people will get and take away from watching your film?
I hope that people's perspective of homeless people changes a little after seeing my film. I know that there are a lot of stereotypes when it comes to why people become homeless or how they become homeless. And I interacted with so many people that don't fall under those stereotypes of being drug addicts or alcoholics or just being lazy, as some people may say homeless people are. And some of these people are just so unlucky and they're trying so hard to get out of this position. And it definitely changed me, this whole experience. It made me see that these are not statues that we pass every day, that we ignore. And now I stop every time I pass someone on the street, I stop and I talk to them and I want to learn about them. And they deserve not to be ignored. I talk to many homeless people in this community that they said the hardest thing about being homeless is just completely being ignored by the common person walking by them. So that's one thing. And then the other thing would definitely be donations to Mission. I hope my documentary film makes people want to get involved, not only donating to Mission or donating not only money or clothes or food or anything, but to get involved in whatever homeless community is near them.
Viviana Pernau's documentary film is called The Mission. You can actually find it on her website, vpernauphotography.com, and that's P-E-R-N-O-T, vpernauphotography.com. And congratulations on your work.
Thank you so much.